very, very different type of story now. Are your local roads pitted with potholes? When was the last time you had a look at the road surface in and around where you live? We've been contacted by the TUV councillor, Henry Riley. He says the Mourne's area is covered in potholes and something needs to be done. I spoke to Henry a while ago and he told me why he was so concerned.
Well, in all my time in the council, I've never ever seen it so bad. And it's just a source of constant complaints from people on the ground. You know, a lot of vehicles getting damaged. And more importantly than the vehicular damage is people actually being, you know, injured. We've had a couple of quite severe injuries here from cyclists and who hit potholes and, you know, came off their bikes. And, you know, we've had motorcyclists losing control of their vehicles as well. So it's a very, very dangerous situation that has developed.
So tell us about some of these accidents then, Henry.
Well, one recent accident was to a local cycle club in Mourne here. And they had a couple of people out in an evening run and they hit a huge, literally a huge pothole. And two guys come off, one of them very serious injuries and the other one no cuts or bruises, but, you know, he's still off work, I believe, whatever way he damaged himself. So it is serious. And then even yesterday, I had a call from a lady. The lights, you know, it's a double problem because a lot of the street lights here are still out as well. Now, I know this is happening all over Northern Ireland, but this lady was walking home in the dark and a car came around the corner. Because it was dark, the lights in the car, you know, temporarily blinded her, and she walked into a pothole and fell and broke her arm. So it's just unbelievable situation that we've developed here.
Can you claim for an accident like that, Henry?
I presume you can for vehicles, but for personal injuries, I think it would be quite difficult, you know, to prove. But I don't have anybody coming to me saying, you know, we want to get claims. Certainly people are. There are numerous claims going in for tyres and wheels and that type of things, but most people just want the issue sorted and resolved.
I mean, has it always been as bad as this, or has this got progressively worse? Have you noticed an increase in these potholes in recent months and years?
Definitely, Joel. I have never, ever seen it as bad. And I know that there's been exceptional rain in the month of December, but it just seems that DRD Roads or Transport NI, as they're known now, I don't know if it's a case of they don't have the manpower or they don't have the resources, but the work's just not been done. And these things are accumulating all over the place. They're increasing in size. And it's just so frustrating for all the local councillors down here and people.
Yeah, because I assume you're all on their case.
We are all on their case. There was quite a major event here in Kilkeel on Wednesday evening. And we had a pothole protest, and some of the people have been injured. Some of the people who have lost or damaged their vehicles, they came along and attended. And it's got quite a lot of publicity in the local press down here, the Mourne Observer newspaper and the Outlook. But, you know, even with all that, there just seems to be very little action taking place yet. I don't know what it's like in other areas of Northern Ireland, but
it would be good to hear this morning, 0-30-30-80-55-55. I mean, there's a statement or a couple of paragraphs here that have been given to us from a spokesperson from DRD. There are a couple of things in this that are quite interesting. I mean, it says about all roads being routinely inspected and the usual stuff that you would expect. But it then goes on to say that the timescale for repairs to be undertaken depends on a number of factors, including defect severity and traffic volume. So, I mean, is that effectively saying maybe because there's not a large number of cars or vehicles using that particular road, you're just going to have to wait?
Well, you know, when it comes to people's safety, I think that would be an absurd rule. And part of the problem that we have identified as councillors, and it's not just Henry Riley, it's all of us working collectively, we have identified that for a pothole to be filled, there actually has to be a managerial consent for that pothole, and they sign a works order. Now, if the team goes out and they fill that pothole, and they discovered that another pothole has developed since that last one was inspected, they're not allowed to fill it. They have to go back to the office and make a report. You know, it just seems that they're working in a really archaic and
yeah. So if I'm sent out to fix a pothole on a road and I fix it, and I have the ability to fix another one that I see when I'm out there, I can't actually do that.
No, you're not allowed to do it. And even
madness.
Yes, and even things have got so bad that I offered to, myself and other councillors and some people who had actually worked in the roads in years gone by, we had actually offered to do some of this work ourselves because it's getting so bad. And we're told, no, you're not allowed to do that because of public liability implications. And, you know, if there was any cars damaged, further damaged and potholes that we had filled as a community.
I mean, the spokesperson also talks about available budget, Henry, which you will acknowledge is an issue. It also says that the highest priority defects will be targeted first. It talks about the additional funding that was prioritised recently. And it says that the additional funding has already allowed external contractors to be employed in many areas, including the Mourns, to help deal with the backlog of patching. I mean, have you seen any evidence of this?
No, we haven't seen any evidence of that. Now, and one major pothole in a village called Ballymartin, the pothole was repaired three times in the last 3 weeks, and the repairs have failed in every time. And there are literally dozens of cars getting damaged there. When you take the expense of fixing those alloy wheels and replacing tyres, it must run into thousands of pounds. And we can't understand why those resources aren't directed into, you know, sorting these issues out immediately rather than letting the potholes develop. Now, I got a call yesterday from a lady in Warren Point.
Just looking at the figures here, actually, I think it's, looking at a total here, 134,000, I think, was paid out for the year 2015-16, in terms of damage.
I think it's going to be a lot more than that by the time it's all figured out. A lot of these claims can take 3 to 6 months to sort out, so a lot of the claims that, you know, being incurred over the last few weeks will be in the pipeline now. But, you know, when we're talking about fixing potholes quickly, there was a pothole on the way into Warren Point on the main A2 road, and there was actually gangs of young lads were gathering along the side of the road to watch cars hit it. That's how bad it got. And, you know, it was there for a number of weeks before it was repaired. Now, it has been repaired. The pothole where the cyclists were injured, it was repaired within a couple of days. But all throughout the Mourns area, maybe I'm being parochial here, Joel, but I think that we are neglected to a very large extent.
Well, you've mentioned the cycling, and but before we go, I mean, it's probably worth mentioning as well, you know, we had the Giro here and this encouragement to, you know, maybe have Northern Ireland branded as some sort of cycling mecca where everybody can come and go, you know, go on cycling holidays. The Mourn routes that you're talking about that the cycling club are probably using, a fantastic asset where you could encourage visitors who are here cycling to go and use, and yet it seems that they're in no real fit state to have cycling, visiting people use them.
Well, this is one of the issues. You know, the DRD appointed a cycling czar. They've spent millions of pounds promoting this, but literally, Joel, I could not, if a tourist phoned me up, a cyclist phoned me up and said, look, we're going to do a tour of the Mourns, is it safe enough? I could not say, yes, it is, because it's not.
So you would almost discourage them because of their safety?
Well, you would have to. And if you look at the Silent Valley Dam, it's the second biggest tourist attraction in terms of numbers on an annual basis. And the road up to it is so bad at the present time. The Cargany Road, it's known as, is so bad, it's just, you know, you couldn't encourage cyclists up that road at all. And indeed, the Northern Ireland Tourist Board, whenever the Mourns coastal route was being developed, they actually put out a notice to bus operators that that road wasn't suitable for coaches. You know, so we're trying to develop tourism, we're trying to do all these things down here, but the roads infrastructure is just not keeping up, and it is very, very frustrating.
That was the TUV councillor, Henry Riley, from the Mourns area. He says he doesn't want to be just parochial. Let us know if it's a similar story where you live.